Tom Furtado, I believe, is with us talking about the affordable housing challenge in the Granite State and in our listeners up in Maine and the whole region. Tom, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of NH.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having us on.
Well, I know anyone out there who's dealing with inflation and housing and the lack of affordable housing know there's a problem. But first, tell us about Catch and you, because I don't know enough about it, so I want to learn.
Absolutely. Well, at Catch, we have a very simple mission, Jack. It is creating communities where everyone is confident of a safe and affordable home. And as you know, there's a housing crisis throughout not only New Hampshire, but throughout New England. And it's the entire spectrum of housing. It's not just affordable housing, but it's the entire spectrum of housing from low to high.
Well, it's a great simple mission statement and a very worthy one. How did Catch start?
We started over 34 years ago, so it's been a while that we've been serving the community primarily in Merrimack County, but we do spread out through New Hampshire. And it really started as a group of local leaders, church leaders, bankers, businessmen, et cetera, realized the need for affordable housing and started Catch, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit.
Well, again, the situation has got more challenging, Tom. So tell us what you need to do, how people can contact you, how can we help your mission, and tell us about the reality out there. Where are we at? Because, I mean, you might have some numbers and studies on numbers of people that are kind of boxed out of safe, affordable housing in their communities.
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, people can reach out to us at catchhousing.org. And we have an entity called Alliance Asset Management, and that is a wholly owned entity of Catch Housing. And that's the group, and it's a very dedicated, talented group that manage all of the affordable residential apartments that we build. And right now, we have over 400 apartments, and those 400 apartments are home to over 900 individuals. And that's something that we're very proud of.
You should be. You should be, Tom. Tom, what do you in your county or your area where you have so many, almost 1,000 people housed, do you have kind of what an average monthly cost is in the region? I mean, for your area, I don't know what, I mean, I have to think it's over 1,000. I'd have to think if you get for a couple people to get a nice, safe home apartment, it's tough to do for under $1,500 in a lot of areas.
Absolutely, Jack. You're 100% correct. And just without getting into details on specifics, how our program works, and we work through HUD and New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority, and all of our rent is based on your income as compared to the area median income. And, for example, the area median income in Merrimack County is $116,000. Mm-hmm. And our residents are individuals and families that earn between 50 and 60% of that area median income. So by way of example, an individual or a family that has that wants a two-bedroom apartment that makes 60% of the area median income would unfortunately have to pay a little over $1,400 in rent. So the misconception is that this is low-income housing, and that's just really not accurate. It's affordable housing, and it's really for the middle-income people, if you will.
Right, right. Now, how do people qualify, learn? What's the process, Tom, for Catch?
Okay, so we try to make it as simple as possible, Jack, and our folks in the Alliance Asset Management Group, they can access applications on catchhousing.org, which will take them to the property management group on simply how to rent an apartment. There's an application process. There's verification of income and criminal records. We do not allow convicted felons in our units because part of our mission is safe and affordable housing. And so some people in our office will just walk them right through the application process, and we have a waiting list for individuals, but we do have units available at various different developments.
Now, Tom, real quickly, I'm just wondering, are you looking for any property owners or developers to partner with you for different parts of the state to bring this model where affordable housing is not there and not available?
Certainly. I will tell you that we have several sister organizations, if you will, around the state mm-hmm. that do, they have the same mission and they do the same work that we do here at CATCH. Mm-hmm. We all seem to target our own little area, but we do work together and partner when we have a larger type development.
Yeah, well, you know, what I've heard from people and even some of our busier, where you would perceive the income levels would be higher and the opportunity is better, but the housing is such a challenge. And I've heard in some communities, talking to police officers, and I think we need to do something about this, come up with more innovative ways where teachers and police officers and firefighters and people that work in the hospitality industry can afford to live in the city or town they work in. But too often I'll talk to a police officer, for example, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and I'll say, hey, thank you for what you do. Appreciate how long you've been on. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you live in the, where do you live? Well, I live in Rollingsford or Barrington because the only place I can afford a house. I can't afford a garage in Portsmouth. And I hear that a lot from people on the municipal working side.
Absolutely, and it's not much different than that here in Concord. And many of our residents are the new police officer, firefighter, or teacher.
Right.
You know, they're starting their career, and unfortunately their salary doesn't allow them to afford market-rate housing.
Right. And, you know, if you're married and have family, you're not going to get three roommates just to afford. You know, if you're a single server and you're working in a hospitality in a community, you can get a couple roommates to take that $2,800 monthly rent and cut it in by three. But if you're a family, you want a place that's yours. So, hey, Tom, again, best way to contact you, learn more. I want to do more on this in the future. I'm just telling you after the holidays because this is a growing, in fact, imagine the next legislative cycle. I think office holders, people are becoming aware, business leaders, stakeholders, that affordable housing is really a challenge in New Hampshire. So how can people learn more?
It certainly is, Jack. And I think the best way is to go to our website, and it is catchhousing.org. That has all the information about affordable housing and how to rent one of our apartments.
Hey, Tom, thanks for what you do. Come by the station sometime. Love to meet you. Thank you.
That'd be great. Thank you, Jack.